Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Tariffs. I welcome Véronique de Rugy of the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, writing most recently at Creator Syndicate about tariffs. However, the big picture here is industrial policy as directed by the Congress and the President of the United States over many years, different presidents, different Congresses. We begin with tariffs, however, because that word has magic. It's protecting the American people from exploitation of foreign powers. It's guaranteeing American jobs are more important than foreign jobs. However, Véronique, a very good evening to you. You guide me to a YouGov poll involving 2,000 Americans asked about tariffs. What in this poll surprised you and what didn't surprise you? Good evening to you.
So what surprised me, good evening, John, is that, so first the poll is conducted by Cato, and it's a pretty comprehensive poll that looks at how people feel about tariffs and about trade in general, but then also follows up with questions about how do they feel about those things when they understand the consequences of some policies, when they understand, for instance, that for when you have government spending, usually you'll have to pay higher taxes or things like this. If you have a tariff, you're going to have to pay higher prices, and so this is what I really enjoyed about this poll. And first, I guess the thing that surprised me the most, everyone talks about protectionism. And it's a big center of the Republicans' platform is how trade is unfair and all of this. And of course, President Biden has follow up with tariffs like President Trump. So you may think looking at them that Americans really care about this, but in fact, they don't. It's only for 1% of the Americans that were polled in this poll. They said that trade was important to them and it was a priority to them. Most people don't care. The other thing I thought was really interesting was that, again, with the aligned with this is that when asked about tariffs, which is, I mean, President Trump, let's not forget, called himself the tariff man. 47% of the respondents said they didn't know what tariffs were.
Well, when it comes to price sensitivity, American consumers are sharp. And the poll advanced several questions. But when it got to, would you pay for this if it cost a dollar more, or $10 more, or $50 more? The American people pay attention to that. Your presumption is, does the poll allow people to connect the fact that a tariff means you're going to pay more for goods? Do the respondents understand that?
Well, yeah. So the way they went about it is that they said they polled people first and said, what do you think about tariffs? Are you favorable to tariffs, let's say, to protect jobs or to protect domestic producers, right? And overall, Americans are the one poll, which I think was representative, they're very, if presented like this, they're very sympathetic to the idea of tariffs. Again, with a caveat that 47% of them didn't know what tariffs were. But then when you ask them, well, you know, the best research shows that actually tariffs is a tax on import and effectively ends up raising prices of the goods that on which they are imposed. How much, how in favor of it are you? And so, for instance, they use specifically, they said, for instance, blue jeans, an American blue jeans. Would you be willing to, how do you feel about a tariff on imported blue jeans if it meant that you would have to pay $5 more for your blue jeans, $10 more, and all the way to $50 more? And what is fascinating is that $5, there's still a majority of those polled who said, yeah, you know, we're still in favor of tariffs. As soon as it reaches $10, then it flips. A majority of people are against it. And when you go all the way to $50 more, which in some cases it could result in this, you have almost no one who favors it.
Industrial policy.
Well done.
Industrial policy also includes subsidizing industries that are considered to be necessary and virtuous. Everybody remembers the story of Solyndra from the Obama administration. An enormous subsidy, I think more than $500 million, and bankrupt, went out of existence. But you write of how the Republicans recommended a company, solar panel company called First Solar, which was blessed because it didn't derive its income from the Obama people. However, you've discovered subsequently it's making money, and yet we subsidize it? How do you say this? We endorse it? We pass federal money to it? What do we do?
Yeah, so First Solar is an interesting story because at the time where the Obama administration was distributing a loan guarantee to company making solar panels that led to Solyndra going under, people were saying, look, you can successfully make solar panels without being subsidized. Look at what First Solar is doing. And First Solar effectively did really well and without subsidies, it looked like. And now First Solar, when it started doing not that great, has actually been getting lots of subsidies from the Inflation Reduction Act from the Biden administration. So it's interesting to see that there's so much virtue that, you know, there's so much principle that a company may have. And that eventually, if you keep telling them you're going to subsidize them, they end up taking the subsidies. And it's not always good for them because they change their behavior. And it's unclear, right, that First Solar is actually as good a company as it was.
That's industrial policy for subsidizing industries and industrial policy for preventing industries from having overseas competition. Industrial policy derived from the Congress and the administration. And they believe this is a winner at the polls, right? They take this to the American people and boast of how they're protecting jobs and making sure that solar panels are cheap. That's what they're saying.
Yes, I'm sure that they think that pursuing these policies are going to be very popular with voters, but that's only true to the extent that voters don't connect the tariff, the spending, the subsidy to increase in prices. The moment they do this, they turn against the policy. So I actually think it's a very risky tactic. It's not a good policy to pursue. It has a lot of bad consequences. In addition to higher prices, it's also really unfair. I think it's dangerous because it's only a matter of time before people realize what's going on.
Ernita Rajiv of the Mercatus Center, Industrial Policy in the 21st Century. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back.
Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.